Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
And happy anniversary. I have so much good news to share, I don't know where to start. But I am going to start with the newest member to unite with this body. He's made himself known and heard this morning. Brother Leon Atkinson is the newest member to unite with this body. Please stand to be recognized. Thank you. We have heard from Sister Brooks, but I would like to read this. The family of Deacon Moses C. Brooks, Sister Alberta Peggy Brooks, and their granddaughter, Sister Desiree Ligon, thank God and express their sincere appreciation to members of their Shiloh Baptist Church New Site family for the outpouring of love with actions consisting of promises to keep them in prayer, telephone calls, offering assistance, visits, cards, letters, flowers, and monetary gifts during the recent periods of hospitalization, rehabilitation, and recuperation of Sister Brooks from September 24th to November 11th. Sister Brooks, Sister Desiree, and Deacon Moses want the Shiloh family to know that they have truly missed you during their absence from Sunday school, Bible study, and worship, and so happy that God has enabled them to be present and with you today. And this expression of thanks, dear church family, I am beyond thankful for the way that you all have donated and supported me as I prepare for my upcoming clinical rotation in El Salvador. I am grateful that you all saw fit that I would be able to take care of myself while overseas. I thank you in advance for your prayers and well wishes. You are all amazing. With love, Anika Trent. Is in the choir today. Sister Trent is in the choir today behind me, I believe. God can bless you with everything you need, and you will always have more than enough to do all kinds of good things for others. His kindness shines through you. We want to thank everyone for the kindness, gifts, cards, and words of encouragement during Minister Appreciation Month. Lauren and I are grateful to have such a wonderful church family that loves and appreciates us. We love you all and pray God's continued blessings upon you in Christ, Ministers Lauren and Donna Rain. Thank you. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, Ephesians 1:16, to our church family, sending you many thanks. God bless you. Your kindness is greatly appreciated. Ministers Don and Jean Minet. This announcement is not in your bulletin this morning, but there will be a brief meeting of the usher ministry today following the morning worship. And to our bulletin. Isn't it beautiful? And inside is, I believe, the most thorough history to date. Thank you. There are a lot of people behind the scenes that worked on this. There are some forerunners. So the forerunners are going to be asked to stand. Deacon Jean Ellis, Sister Cynthia Watkins, Sister Gail Jones, Sister Carol Hamm. Now, if any of those people called you, oh, well, okay, I was there too. I was there. Okay, so. If you received a telephone call or a text from any of those members while this was being drafted, please you stand as well, because it was a group effort. If you got a phone call at all asking about the mother, if you got a phone call at all asking about the church history, we have taken great pains to try and be as detailed and thorough as possible. Downstairs, there is a pictorial history. In the foyer, there are pictures of the pastors. Please review it all. I thank all of you for your efforts in getting us the most detailed history to date. Thank you all. Amen. So please take the time to review it and take the time to look at the pictures, and before the repast, Look at the display. It is amazing. I was given a concept, but I couldn't visualize it. Now I can see it, and it is amazing. So there are some announcements. We have an afternoon service. We are going to be joined by Community Bible Baptist Church and Reverend Clevester Wimbish this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The minister's wives, widows of Shiloh, ministry. There is a meeting notice of the Season Citizens Committee on Tuesday the 13th at 2 in Building 3. The Missionary Ministry Thanksgiving Project, they will be distributing the Thanksgiving food items, partnering with the Men's Ministry November 19 in Building 3 from 10 to 12. The Missionary Ministry thanks all members of Shiloh New Site and their generous donations of clothing to support the Micah Ecumenical Ministry's Clothes Closet. And they list the items that were donated. Again, a thank you. The Operation Christmas Child Project is in progress, and if you have not returned your box, please bring it to Building 3 on November 17. Your points of contact are listed from our security ministry. There will be a meeting on Thursday, November 15 at 7:30 in the lower sanctuary. All members of the ministry are asked to attend this very important end-of-year meeting. You are also asked to bring your 2018 and 19 schedules to the meeting. Please bring any related emails as well. And they were asking a few questions. Would you know what to do if an emergency were declared while attending service? What color-coded section of the sanctuary are you sitting in? What evacuation route should you take to orderly and safely exit the building? And where to go once you leave the building? Please read the emergency evacuation placard located in the back of your pew. It is laminated and it is in the back of each pew, and the color-coded tabs are on the top of the pew, or if you would, the top. So everyone should know which section they are sitting in. Continuing with the announcements from our Sunday school ministry, the theme and the daily readings for next week's lessons, the trustees for the month, and the deadline for the capstone newsletter. Also in our bulletin, our known, sick, and shut-in, always adding to this list, the bereaved families of our church and community. And again, following the announcements, our beautifully extended church history. She stood up. As well, this bulletin, this program, is being used for both services. So when you return this afternoon, please bring your bulletin, your program, this afternoon. Correspondence from our sister churches. This is a reminder notice that Branch Fork Baptist Church has a women's conference on the 17th. I have their ticket information. It's also Little Union Baptist Church, 115th church anniversary, November 18. Second New Hope Baptist Church has a Thanksgiving candlelight service on Tuesday the 20th at 7. And the Brotherhood Chorale and getting ready for their December 2nd concert celebration has a rehearsal on Tuesday, November 13 at 7. And the deadline for Toys for Tots is November 20th. If you need or know of anyone who needs assistance for Christmas, please sign up at Barbara Carroll on the 13th and 20th. Your contact persons, Debbie and Annuals Ham. And as we approach Thanksgiving, this is a reminder that the churches have a rotation on sunrise services. Shiloh Old Site has a Thanksgiving sunrise service at 6 a.m. Mount Zion has a Christmas sunrise at 6 a.m. And of course, Shiloh New Site has an Easter sunrise. So in support of our sister churches and our own Branch of Zion, remember the sunrise services for Thanksgiving and Christmas are approaching. Thank you for your attention. There is one additional announcement.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
As a member, As a member of the Christian Education Ministry, I would like to say Happy Veterans Day to our active and retired military service persons. Veterans Day, formerly known as Armistice Day, was originally created as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on November 11, 1918. In legislation that was passed in 1938, November 11th was, and I quote, dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. As such, this new legal holiday honored World War I veterans. In 1954, after having been through both World War II and the Korean War, the 83rd U.S. Congress, at the urging of the Veterans Service Organizations, amended the Act of 1938 by striking out the word armistice and inserting the word veterans. With the approval of this legislation, on June 1, 1954, November 11th became a day to honor American veterans of all wars. There is a difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day honors those who died while in military service. Well, all persons who are actively serving or have served in any branch of the U.S. military or reserves, please stand and remain standing. Okay. We honor you with this thought. Those of us who have not served will never fully understand the sacrifice you made to secure the safety of our great country. Please forgive us for sometimes taking your sacrifice for granted. Whether you were drafted or volunteered your service, we will never fully understand the depth of your sacrifice, which may have left you with physical or emotional scars. We will never fully understand what you were required to do or how you were able to do it. Therefore, what we offer you today is this. We see you, we recognize your heroism, and we say thank you for your sacrifice. Please accept our love and appreciation for what you have done or are doing as an example to each of us about sacrificial love. Thank you so much.
Amen. Where are the Marines at? All Marines, stand up. All Marines, stand up. Amen. Often lost in the celebration of Veterans Day, the day before is always something of significance for the Marine Corps, for it is the Marine Corps birthday on the 10th of November. And I do say happy birthday, Marines. Thank you. Amen. When you work with them, you'll see the significance leading up to that day, and often in their sphere, Veterans Day is sort of overlooked in the midst of their birthday celebrations, and we give God the glory for those who have served and those who may still be serving in some capacity in order that this nation might find themselves in a position of security, and we congratulate and we honor all veterans during this weekend. Even though this is Veterans Day, the government decided to celebrate it tomorrow, but we're celebrating it today as Veterans Day, and we give God the glory. We want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of the announcement, Sister LeMay for recognizing our veterans, and we thank God for all that he has done. Now, one announcement, the men's ministry will meet this Saturday at 9 a.m. in building, downstairs in the old sanctuary, right? downstairs in Lower Sanctuary on Saturday. I do want to thank everybody who went out to the polls on Tuesday and voted. Whether you received the results that you looked for or not, I congratulate you for exercising that privilege of voting. And we remind you that's just the beginning, because politics begin at the local level. Amen. Now that you've made a decision at this level, we look forward for you to be involved in the next election coming up in 2 years. And I'm sure if the Lord bless me to be here, you'll get sick of me reminding you of that responsibility. So we are asking that you continue to let God use you. Where Dr. Young is? Dr. Young, I just want to recognize your sister who's down here visiting us, and thank her for being a part of worship. Dr. Carolyn Young, sister. Amen. Amen. You've heard the conversation about this 164th year of our existence. What the committee or the working group have done, they pulled it together themselves, and all pictures of former pastors that were able to be found have been found. And if you go out in the immediate vestibule when you leave here, you're going to see those pictures of the pastors be right in the vestibule. But they're going to be placed on the walls out there, so you'll be able to see all the pictures that we have available for pastors who've been in this branch of Zion for the 164-year history. Amen. They've often said, amen, when you go downstairs, even if you're not going to stay to eat, go and observe the work that they put together. Amen. For the history here at this branch of Zion. It is a magnificent display, and it's something that if you're any part of this church, go and see just what it is. We're going to ask God's blessings upon these photographs, and that as they're used for the uplifting of this kingdom and what God has done and is still doing through this branch of Zion. So we're going to ask that you bow your heads and open your hearts at this moment. So we ask God to bless the effort, the pictures, and that which will come to our minds as we think. Not only are we on the shoulders of the Lord, but we stand on the shoulders of giants who have come this way. Heavenly Father, we approach thee in the precious name of your loving Son, Jesus. We come thanking you for the desire and the knowledge of those to be reminded from whence we've come. We thank you for the photographs which have been located and now to be placed on display so that we might be able to look back and be able to understand the trials and tribulations for which we've come through up to this very moment. But most of all, we want to be reminded that as the song was already sung, we've come this far, not by the hands of man, but we've come this far by faith in you through your Son, Jesus the Christ. So we give you the glory for the work that has been done, pulling all of this information and these pictures together. We bless those hands which have done it, and we bless the results in order that we as a church may continue to understand that you have a desire for us to do that which will be pleasing in thy sight. Thank you in advance. Bless them, anoint them. We set them apart for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That's just between Socks and I. Stand up, Socks. Point to that badge on your chest. It's not a badge of courage. It's a badge letting us know that he and 38 other people from the congregation joined in yesterday in the Rise, I think it's over, Hunger? Rise Against Hunger. They put on the nets on their heads and they bagged 75,000 meals. In the fight against hunger. It may not seem like a lot for us, but the little bag contains quite a bit of nutrition for those who have little or nothing. And we give God the glory for the effort that Shiloh has done. And we thank, how many are here? Stand up if you were there bagging rice and vegetables and stuff like that. Amen. 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 We bless God and we thank him. We give God the glory and we give him glory primarily because we see those whom God has raised up over sick beds and allowed them to come back in and be able to just testify how good he is. Amen. 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 Our choir, y'all go. You hear him singing out? Amen. 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 Amen.